Hi guys, welcome back to the Sheena B podcast, a Just Past Jupiter production. Because that's me. I'm Just Past Jupiter. I'm Sheena B. But welcome back. Welcome back. This week for me has been a lot, but the main thing that I was navigating has been authenticity. And so, you know what we're talking about today, right? Yes, we are talking about authenticity, really authentic. And the reason why authenticity, it shows up for me because I feel like how I show up, I'm very fluid. I think I probably talk about how I'm a Pisces and all that good stuff. But one of the aspects of who I am and like my stature in my family, it's kind of like, or I was in a space where I always was like trying to make sure that I fit. And so sometimes authenticity was, it's in conflict with me trying to fit in, because if my authentic self didn't mesh with where everyone else was at, like, where do I, you know, it ain't vibing. It's not meshing. And I think about that. I think about it all the time, but it definitely comes up. And I've been able to reflect over these last few weeks, kind of just like, I don't know why, like my teenage years, not necessarily like elementary, but let's say like middle school up, like these type of experiences and memories were coming up for me. And I'm like, why is this coming up for me? Like, I'm so beyond, so past that. I'm in my 30s now. Like, why is this coming up for me? And in reality, it was coming up for me because I'm in a space where I'm moving and I'm changing. And what I feel like that means and aspects of myself that will show up in what I feel is like an inauthentic way. In reality, it's a way in which I used to show up that I don't do, but I see it and I'm like, no, you can't be here. And instead of me taking that route and be like, no, you can't be here, I really wanted to explore authenticity and why I feel like it now in this moment, it's important for me to explore what it means to be authentic, ways in which I held myself back in spaces when I wasn't, and how in reality, just like where I'm at and where I'm going with it. So, of course, with authenticity, there is just good old Webster's. And, you know, Webster, shout your girl out, because she's going to be using you. She's going to be using you. And I'll tap back into that after I get this definition. But the quality of being authentic. Well, that's authenticity is the quality of being authentic, right? So what is authentic? Okay. Of undisputable origin. So you cannot dispute the origin from which this came from. So if I'm telling you I'm from LA, you can't dispute that. I mean, you can't dispute it because I am from LA. But anyway, but also to be genuine, right? To be genuine. And genuine is to be original, to be real, actual, bona fide, true, verifiable. And when I hear all these things, I can definitely look at my life and reflect and see times where that wasn't necessarily the truth, but it was also, I didn't know who the hell I was. So how could I show up in those ways? Like, how could I want to be authentic? How could I want to be genuine, verifiable when I hadn't verified me? You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't a thing. That wasn't a thing that I had experienced or I had done for myself. So in looking that up, I'm like, well, what does this mean for you now? And I was reflecting on, I want to say it was, my son is 4, so it has to be 4 years ago. And I had just had my son, but I was like determined that where I was in life, that I wasn't going to be there anymore. And I needed to make a shift, and I was looking for people to help me to get to where, like, I wanted people to help me be here. Like, so where I'm at, like, I wanted people to help me get here. And I felt like I was missing something. So I ended up working with a coach. Her name is Coach Stephanie. Coach Stephanie and her coaching practice is My Life Keys. And so she had offered to mentor me. And in that mentorship, she gave me a number of different exercises that we could work on, right? So one was how to kind of, so visualization or future thinking. So one of the techniques were like, I wanted clients. So I made my calendar and I fill my calendar with the prospective clients. You know, these are gems. So if you guys want to do some of these things, like, and at the end of the day, like, these are the gems, but you got to find out what your juice is. So I'll leave that in there too. But, so she gives me these techniques, and one of the techniques, or one of the things that she said is like, find your word. What is the word? What is the word that you want? What you want to incorporate? Like, what's the word that you want to describe you that maybe you don't feel like describes you? And of course, my word was authentic. And so my word was authentic, and I was like, she's like, well, why? Why do you want that word? And I was like, I really want to just show up as my true self, because I really feel like my true self, like, I'm holding myself back from my true self, and that's the reason why I haven't been able to move forward in coaching, right? Like, I know I have all the information. I know I have all the, or I know I have the knowledge. I have the papers. I got the titles, but I didn't feel authentic in the actual aspect of being. And so I was like, authentic. Authentic's my word. So she's like, okay, well, what's going to happen is, like, this is your word. Write down, utilize it all the time, but you're going to start to see it everywhere. You're going to start to see it everywhere. And she was right, because I was seeing turn everything authentic, authentic, authentic. And one of the things I understand is that, you know, once you bring something into your schema, you're going to see it a lot more, because also you're in tune with that word, that thing. Have you guys ever bought, like, randomly bought a car? I don't know if you guys ever randomly bought a car, but you ever notice that you go and you buy a car and now you see your car everywhere, and at first you didn't see that, you didn't see it nowhere? That is bringing that aspect into the schema. So when I'm picking the word authentic and now it's coming up, I'm like, yes, I'm on the trajectory, I'm on the right road. So that is how authentic came in to be my word. So every time I see authentic, I always kind of like chuckle, because I'm like, okay. And so as I was there and I was looking to be authentic, and now I'm in a space where I'm tapping back into a transitional period where, like I said before, those spaces where I was feeling under, now that I reflect and I observe, you know, and I observe now, not feeling authentic. And in, how I connected it all was, it's the aspect of authenticity that I feel like I should be displaying versus how I do show up authentically in the space that I hold. And understanding that I did not have the tools in that time to show up authentically and understand that aspect of my journey. And so any time now in the present moment that I show up in that way, what is it that I want to learn from this moment? Is it making me uncomfortable and I decide to not show up in my authentic self? Do I then have experiences where I'm not doing that, but then I shift into it, or I take steps out of not being what I perceive as authentic in that moment? There's a lot of ways in which I now have a better understanding of that. So as I was reflecting, or even if it's anything in the present that I'm like, ooh, that happened. And a lot of times it's like things are happening and I'm navigating them in an old way, which then I get upset, right? I'm getting upset that, and that's the perception that I'm not authentic. However, I'm not tapping into the fact that within me working on authenticity, I'm also more authentic to understanding how I navigate scenarios. And I do not have to navigate them in the way that I think should be navigated, or they should be navigated, but more or less I now navigate them. And if I ever hold myself back, I'm diving deeper into what that means for me to take action or not take action, or what it looks like once I take action. Because normally your girl's taking action and it's like, oh, okay, it's one of these, oh, okay. Where before I would continue to show up in the same way, hoping that there would be a different response, whether it's the way someone interacted with me or it was something that they said. how am I dealing with or interacting with that situation and or issue. And the authenticity in me now is, you understand it and you will process it. It's not going to be something that you suppress. Authentically, I can't do that. That's no longer a part of me. I no longer can suppress it the way I used to. Now, the thing is that the way in which I would receive it was the same, but yet the process was suppressed. And this one is like, oh, I identify that. Did I see that? Did I hear that? And yes, I did. One time, first time, what? Shame on you. Second time, shame on me. And not necessarily shame, because we want to reduce judgment, but understanding that anything that I am aware of and I am allowing once I become aware, right? Once I become aware, I have to step into what is holding me there. What is holding me to not either speak my voice or continue to interact or anything that continues to put me in a place of inauthentic. What is it that either I'm concerned about, that I'm fearful of, that I then make the decision to still show up in this way, versus what is it about my authentic self in this moment? Or let's take it, so what about my authentic self in this moment do I feel like I can't bring? Or what about my authentic self did I bring and someone spoke to that, right? It can be either or. It can be either or, and it can hit. But I have to be comfortable with that is who I am. And if the response to me is one that is not accepting of who I am, that is only giving me clarity on who other people are. And I'm not saying that, you know, not everybody has to like the way that you roll, but you have to understand that not everybody's gonna like the way that you roll. And sometimes people will bring it to your attention to be funny, and sometimes they'll bring it to your attention to be malice. You gotta understand that and what that balance is. And I'm talking about people because that's how a lot of times we gauge authenticity, right? From like being in spaces with others. I also had to understand that there was an aspect of what I wanted and not being authentic in that, like to be genuine, right? Like to be genuine in what I wanted and what that looked like. And for me to use my voice to state that that's what I wanted. I had to really get to a place where I started to be okay with that. This is what I was seeking for myself, and this is what this looks like. It says, like, you know, bona fide. I love that word, bona fide, true, verifiable. I mean, when I hear verifiable, I think about the blue check on Instagram, but I also think about, like, that's just a way in this current day, this current reality that we navigate, and we see things as being verified, but in essence, I don't need that to be authentic. I had to start to understand that me just showing up in who I am, hopping on here, speaking my mind, being okay with that, this is me being authentic. And I don't always disclose like the full, like maybe I'm not as transparent. However, whenever I'm giving you something, it's the real me. It's not some aspect or version of, because I don't know how to be any version but this one now. Like I've learned only how to be this version. So sometimes it's rough for people to take, and sometimes it's easily digestible. But the authentic part, I had to be okay with being authentic. It wasn't going to be, as long as it was about how you saw me, I couldn't be authentic. But once it became about how I'm feeling, about who I am, and being okay with my experience, lack thereof, understanding my own journey, like my journey looks like mine. What I know is based on my own experience, my own readings, like the things that I've read. Like if I ain't read what you read, then I'm not gonna have the same information that you got because I didn't read that. If I didn't experience what you experienced, I'm not gonna have a full understanding of that. I can be understanding, but I may not understand it in its entirety, in its totality. And I had to be okay with being me. I had to be okay with being me so then I could show up authentically in who I am. And so now I show up authentically in who I am. And the authenticity of who I am in this moment all stems from being able to tap into, this is what my reality is. These are my experiences. And because of them, I am this person. And this person is valid. Her experiences are valid. Her wants, her dreams, her goals, they're all valid, right? As I'm talking about myself in the third person. Being okay with the gambit of who I am allowed me to be more genuine. Because I'm also a person that's like, because of those past experiences, like, no access. No access to me, because I don't know. I don't know when that slippery slope is going to come. I don't know. And versus me saying, you don't get access to me, I'm like, okay, you're going to get the access? Good. Like, because once you get access to me, you can really show me who you are, that I can be authentic in the way in which I navigate you. And that's what I do. And it really has allowed me to cultivate friendships, relationships, better understanding of other people and where they're at, and better understanding of myself and where I'm at. And it takes a lot of the guessing out. Like, you're gonna get me. Like, look, you're gonna get me. You know that weekdays are probably hard to get me out, but I will go. Call me, because I get sleepy. Like, that part, like, if you are, you know, if you try Bashina, you know that already. Like, these are some of the things. Like, hit me up. I'm down to go. But also, these are parts of me that I was questioning. So then I didn't allow myself to understand that I had to accept it for me to show up in that authentic way that I wanted to when I chose my word as authentic. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted for myself. And once I tapped into that, this is me. And it's been me over time, and it just had to evolve. And I had to learn what it looked like with different people. But that is what authenticity, the conversation for me, has, the one that I've been having with myself, y'all, and others, but primarily with myself. This is what authenticity is looking like for me. This is what it's feeling like. This has been my experience. This has been my journey. And I really just wanted to tap into it this week, because with Mercury being in retrograde, some of those things come up and you're trying to place it. You're trying to understand it. And sometimes you can get into a judgment zone of regression. But one of the things I'm learning in the authenticness of it is, like, it's a real life experience. Like, you're going to be authentic to your experience. You're going to be, is it genuine? Right? It's verified. It's mine. Yes. Allow yourself to be in it. Allow yourself to occupy the space in these moments. And that is where I'm at and what I'm navigating. And I want to know, are you guys navigating any aspects of authenticity in your day-to-day? What does that look like? Do you struggle with it? Do you feel like you're on top of it? Like, you the authentic expert, right? Let me know. I would love to continue this dialogue and hear what your thoughts are. Until then, I will see you guys soon. Have a great one. I'm out of here. Bye.